Hi, this is Chase.
Hi, this is Sarah, and we're the hosts of I Do Podcast.
Sarah and I live in sunny San Diego, California, and met 5 years ago while we were living in Florida.
Chase is a professional stand-up paddler, and I'm a marketing consultant.
Last October, we got engaged, and like many other couples, we wanted to know the secret recipe for a successful and lasting relationship.
We went out to dinner shortly after we got engaged, and we were both talking about a funny podcast that we had just listened to. We love listening to podcasts together, so we thought it'd be fun to look up and see if there are any relationship podcasts out there.
I pulled out my phone and started searching iTunes for podcasts on relationships and could not find anything that sparked our interest.
After searching for what felt like the whole entire dinner, we still couldn't find anything.
After growing tired of searching, I looked at Sarah and I knew we were both thinking the same thing.
We decided to create our own relationship podcast. I Do Podcast was born. So here we are on this journey with you to find out what it takes to have a successful and lasting relationship. Twice a week, we'll interview inspiring and successful relationship experts, therapists, and couples.
Each episode will have a new and exciting topic with amazing tools and information to help you improve your relationship. The beauty of our podcast is we get to learn these great relationship tips right alongside you.
So join us on this journey as we embark on a new adventure. I Do Podcast, Episode 1.
Welcome to iDoPodcast.com, where fun and inspiring relationship experts, therapists, and couples share tips and advice that will help lead you to a fulfilling and happy relationship. Let their guidance illuminate your path to happiness. Are you ready to create lasting love? And now, your hosts, Chase and Sarah.
Okay, listeners, let's get started. We're very excited to introduce our guest today, Dr. Margaret Paul. Hello, Dr. Paul.
Hi, how are you today?
Great, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Great. Dr. Margaret Paul is a best-selling author, popular Huffington Post writer, and co-creator of the powerful inner bonding self-healing process and the related SelfQuest self-healing software program recommended by actress Lindsay Wagner and singer Alanis Morissette. She has appeared on numerous radio and television shows, including Oprah. Her book titles include Do I Have to Give Up on Me to Be Loved by You?, Healing Your Aloneness, and Inner Bonding. Margaret holds a PhD in psychology, is a relationship expert, public speaker, consultant, and artist. She has successfully worked with thousands of people and taught classes and seminars for over 46 years. We have given our listeners just a little overview, so take a minute, tell us about yourself and why you enjoy helping people improve their relationships.
Well, I've wanted to do this since I was 5 years old. I'm one of those kids that knew what I wanted to do when I was young, and I had a lot of my own struggles, you know, so very often when we go into this work, it's because we're trying to heal ourselves, and I was no different, had a lot of struggles as I was growing up, a lot of struggles in my marriage, and it led me to creating this incredibly powerful process that I'm just so thrilled that this process is so helpful to so many people. In fact, I just got an email from somebody who I've never met who is a member of our website and says to me, just want to thank you for creating this process and for the work you do. She says, you've saved my marriage and you've saved my life. So I just got that this morning. And I get these often, and that's what's so fulfilling to me is to hear things like that. So I love my work.
That's great, and that's what we're looking to do here at I Do Podcast is help people in their relationships. Our topic today is emotional infidelity in relationships. So can you start us off by first explaining what emotional infidelity is and why couples struggle with it?
Well, emotional infidelity occurs when somebody gets emotionally involved with somebody outside of their marriage in a way that is, you know, much more than a friendship, where they're getting some deep needs met through the emotional connection with this other person. And this often occurs when they're not experiencing an emotional connection within their relationship, and they're looking outside for that connection, because connection is really, really important. We always need connection. We need connection from the time we're born. We often don't get it in our families, and then we seek it in our relationships. But so many people, they don't know how to have an emotional connection. And, you know, of course, it's a lot easier to connect emotionally to somebody that you're not living with, that you don't have responsibility with, that there's not money issues or kid issues or things like that. But it is destructive, generally destructive to a relationship. And really the core issue behind emotional infidelity is that people have not learned how to connect with themselves. We call this self-abandonment in the inner bonding process, where most people grew up just abandoning themselves in a lot of different ways and not knowing how to connect with themselves. And so they're always seeking for somebody else to give them the love that they don't know how to give themselves. And emotional infidelity is one of those ways that they seek to get that.
Is there a way that these struggles can be prevented that you recommend to people you're working with?
Oh, yes. The process that we teach called inner bonding is a process of learning how to love yourself, learning how to connect with yourself, your own needs, to give yourself the connection. We teach people also how to connect with a higher source of guidance and love, and to bring that love inside of them. One of the problems with so many relationships is that people get into a relationship to get love. They think that, you know, they didn't get love as they were growing up, and if they can find somebody to really love them, then that person will make them feel whole and complete and make them feel worthy and safe and secure. But really what we need to be entering relationships for is to share our love. But we don't have love to share when we're not loving ourselves. And so the inner bonding process is a process for teaching people how to go about loving themselves. It's a very definitive six-step process that teaches people how to connect with themselves, how to connect with their higher guidance, how to bring love in, fill themselves up with love so that they have love to share, so that they're not coming to their partner from emptiness, which is what happens with so many people. They come empty and they expect their partner to fill them. And when two people are doing that with each other, expecting the other person to fill them up, this can lead to a lot of problems.
That makes a lot of sense, and I think our listeners, a lot of them will be able to identify with that and hopefully get on the track towards fixing it. If they're not loving yourself first, then you can't be loved. So,
And you can't share love. You don't have love to share with somebody when you're not bringing love into yourself.
Absolutely. That makes a lot of sense. Well, thank you for that information. And now we're going to get into the his and her round, where Sarah and I each ask you a question that's on our mind about this topic. So Sarah's up.
This kind of goes back to what we were just speaking about, the inner bonding process. Now, if one of our listeners wanted to reach out to you to find more information, what would be the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Well, they can go to our website, innerbonding.com, or they can call 888-6-INNER-BOND and speak to our assistant. There's a place on the website that says contact, so there's a lot of ways of contacting us. And there's a tremendous amount of information on our website. There's a free course. I do a 30-day at-home course in teaching people how to love themselves. That's currently on. It will be offered again in a few months. There's many, many ways. There's many free articles and free experiences on the website, videos, audios, that help people learn how to love themselves. So if somebody wants to learn to do that, they can on the Inner Bonding website.
Excellent. And on my mind, as I was wondering what the main signs of emotional infidelity are. So if you're in a relationship and you suspect that your significant other, this may be going on, what are the main signs?
Well, the main sign would be that the two of you are feeling very disconnected, that your partner seems to be busy a lot elsewhere. There may be unusual phone calls or a lot of time on the computer, maybe staying late at work a lot. It would be the same kind of thing as physical infidelity. You know, sometimes it's hard to tune into it, but if people really learn to tune into themselves, we have a place of knowing inside, and a lot of people are out of touch with that place of knowing. And one of the things we teach people is to tune into that place of knowing and to learn to trust it. Because most people that I work with who find out about whether physical or emotional infidelity, they'll usually say to me, well, I had a feeling about it, but I didn't pay any attention to it. And that's one of the things that people want to stop doing, is not paying attention to their inner knowing. We can feel energy when we tune into it, and the energy of somebody not being faithful emotionally or physically is quite apparent much of the time.
Excellent. So connecting with your inner self will help detect that this is going on so that you can tackle the issue early on, because I imagine the earlier you address it, the easier it's going to be to deal with it.
Well, yes. I mean, it's never easy to deal with, but oftentimes when both people are willing to deal with what led to it, they can create a better relationship. If they're willing to look at what they're doing, how they're abandoning themselves, how they're making the other person responsible and not taking responsibility for their own feelings, how they may be blaming or withdrawing from the other person or giving themselves up. If they're willing to do that inner work, they can create a better relationship than they had previously.
Well, that's some great information there. And now it's our favorite part of the interview, the lasting love round.
We'll ask you a series of questions, and you'll respond with great information to help us set the foundation for a lasting relationship.
We love it. Our listeners love it. So, Dr. Margaret, are you ready to help us build lasting love?
Absolutely.
Great. Well, what's one thing couples can do on a daily basis to help improve their relationship?
Well, I want to suggest that they start to learn to practice step one of inner bonding, which is learning to stay present within your body. What most people do is they're up in their heads, and they can't connect well from their heads. They connect from their feelings. That's what creates an intimate relationship. But so many of us grew up being in our heads to avoid a lot of the pain of childhood, and now we have to practice getting present. So I want to suggest that people practice getting inside their body, attending to their feelings. Imagine that their feelings are like a child, and you want to attend to those with a lot of love and a lot of compassion.
Is there a book or resource you can recommend for couples?
Well, yes, there's a lot of them. One of my books is Do I Have to Give Up Me to Be Loved by God, which outlines the entire inner bonding process, as does the book Inner Bonding. The Inner Bonding website, as I said, is an incredible resource. We have a place on the site called Free Help where you can go in and pick your topic about relationships and about a lot of other topics, and you get a series of articles, videos, and audios for free that will help you to start to deal with the problems in your relationship. And then, you know, if people want more, they, as I said, they can take our free course. I have a relationships, a 30-day at-home relationships course coming up April 2nd, and that is an inexpensive and wonderful way of healing relationships.
Great. Well, all of our information from this podcast will also be on our website at idupodcast.com. So any of our listeners will be able to go to your page and access your website and the important resources that you just mentioned.
Well, and we have one more resource, which is amazing. It's called SelfQuest. It's a computer program that you download onto your computer, and it takes you through a very, very in-depth process. This is a commitment. It takes a number of months to go through it, but it's amazingly healing for individuals and relationships.
Great. We're getting married next year, actually this year now, in October. And is there any advice that you would give an engaged couple or a newlyweds?
Well, yes. One of the most important things in a marriage is to make sure that you are not making your partner responsible for your happiness. The minute we abandon ourselves and we hand responsibility to our partner for our happiness, we put a lot of pressure on that person. And then when they don't do what we want, we get upset, we get angry, we withdraw, and this is what creates the problems in relationships. And so I've discovered that people abandon themselves in four ways. They stay up in their head, they judge themselves, they turn to various addictions, or they make the other person responsible. And actually, this is the major cause of relationship failure, is self-abandonment. So I want to really encourage you to learn how to take 100% responsibility for your own feelings, your own needs, your own happiness, so that you can come to each other with an open heart and full of love.
That's great advice, and we're going to start doing that today.
Yep.
Great.
If you could give only one piece of advice for a successful relationship, what would it be?
The one piece of advice would be that you start to learn how you're abandoning yourself. Start to pay attention to what you're doing that makes you feel bad. Instead of having your eyes on your partner, put your eyes on yourself. Get your eyes on your own plate and start to notice what you're doing, not what your partner's doing, but what you're doing that's creating the problems in the relationship. Because you can't do anything about your partner. You can't get other people to change, but you can get yourself to change. So to go inside and start being open to learning, the basis of the inner bonding process is about intention, that at any given moment we're either in the intention to learn about loving ourselves and others, or we're in the intention to protect against pain with some form of controlling behavior. So the one piece of advice is practice moving into that intention to learn about loving yourself.
Excellent. That's great. And I like how you just boil it down to the one thing so our listeners can really just focus in on themselves and loving themselves to help improve their relationships.
Right.
Well, we've really enjoyed hearing all the advice you've given us and our listeners today. Let's just finish off by just let us know your website one more time and how our listeners can reach you, and then we'll say goodbye.
The website is innerbonding.com, and they can also go to selfquest.com. They can get information at 888-6-INNER-BOND.
Excellent. Our listeners can find all the information and links of today's episode on idopodcast.com. Go to the podcast tab and you'll be in the archives.
And we want to thank you again so much for taking the time to coming on our show today, and also for your generous knowledge.
Well, you're welcome. It's been a pleasure.
Are you interested in learning 5 ways to improve your relationship on a daily basis? How about 5 tips for engaged couples or newlyweds? This information and more is our free gift to you when you go to idopodcast.com and subscribe to our mailing list. Thank you so much for joining us today on I Do Podcast.
Head on over to idopodcast.com for full recaps of every show, relationship resources, tips, and advice.
Your path to a successful and lasting relationship awaits you. Are you ready to create lasting love?